Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tick, tick, boom. What up? Celtics Wednesday on this show.
Yep.
Curtis, good morning.
Oh, baby.
That was a big Pacers win last night, Coach.
Huge. What a game. What a game. What a game. The Cavs.
Another one where Cavs were cruising along. Were they up by 20, at least 20, 22 at one point in that game?
They were up by 20.
And they blow it.
And, yeah, what a game.
Hurt, though. I think that the Pacers are just going to – I think they're dead in the water. It's unfortunate for Cavs fans. Like, I feel bad for Cavs fans because you got three guys that are out that are kind of the heart of your team.
Right, but you're up late in that game by double digits. And I think in the last maybe 45 seconds of the game, the Cavs were up by 6 or 5, and that's when Nesmith caught the ball off the rim, and then the Cavs turned the ball over, and then it was just that last second shot by Halliburton.
Where was his dad? I was looking for him.
His dad was probably at home celebrating after he got his own rebound after a missed free throw.
Well, now they're gonna have to. Now he can't come back. No. Now he can never come back.
No, hell no.
He's the jinx as to we are the jinx. To Lucas Giolito.
Oh, wow.
Who had a bit of a rough fourth inning for the Boston Red Sox.
Well, it was downpouring, though, so you kind of give him a pass on that
Wiggy,
one.
Wiggy,
it was bad, though.
We could ask the Red Sox savant, but I don't believe they have yet to give up 5 runs in an inning until last night, Curtis, this season. Am I right about that?
That is correct, and I will say it was – the weather last night sucked.
It was horrible.
I was out. Nice little old man walk, and it was like I got to the furthest point from my house, and it just was this. It wasn't pouring rain; it was just cold, raw rain. Like, it's the most Jekyll and Hyde weather pattern. It'll be 70 tomorrow. It'll be 40 on Saturday. Yeah, the world.
I heard. I don't want to veer into any other meteorological space, but I heard. One of the experts say the real feels on Friday are going to be in the 30s.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that correct?
Yep. And so, you know,
Jesus.
Thank you to everybody who bought a Tesla, but let's try and warm it up. But, the Sox, I think I might have been totally wrong. Mm. They suck. And Cora sucks the most. what a sackless coward sitting there saying he wouldn't ask Devers.
I know.
Like, what would you say you do here? That's your job. And I feel like I don't get it. I don't get why he signed the 3-year deal. He's obviously got say in the front office. He was a huge part in bringing Bregman here.
Mm-hmm.
Cora was a guy who would do whatever Francona asked as a player. And he doesn't have the balls to ask Devers. And also, Devers doesn't speak up and say, I want to help the team. He's not, you know, he doesn't lack any culpability. But I don't know how John Henry or anybody that runs this organization tolerates the manager they're paying $7 million a year saying he will not ask the player that would most help the team to play first base.
Well, and you're right in a little bit about Devers. Like, he could insist that he wants to help out and spend a little time over there at first base. Yeah. I mean,
what the hell's that mean? I mean, if Devers plays first base or not, you're at, like, we could care. I could care less. I think it's more about, you know, because you have all these other young players in Worcester that you want to bring up. Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer. This is the perfect opportunity. First base is open.
They're waiting on them because they are being frugal. Let's call it what it is. They are waiting on those guys because they want to earn extra service at the end of the thing and delay the inevitable. Mm-hmm. When it comes to paying their prospects. So,
like, him not playing Devers at first base isn't the reason why the Red Sox team is struggling or stinks, or even the fact that, I mean, maybe it shows that as a manager and with the front office, maybe he doesn't have as much power as we think.
Yeah.
But really, does, I mean, we all wanted Devers to go to DH. Now all of a sudden it's like a big thing. He has to be at first base.
Right.
It's not that, Wiggs. It's just that you're the manager of the team. And you don't even broach the topic.
Well, yeah, I said that. That's why I said it definitely leads to some power struggle where, you know, maybe front office says we want to keep him at DH. Don't even ask him. Right. And the manager's like, well, I want to ask him, but that's where there's a power struggle.
No, but reportedly it's the opposite, is that the front office wants him to play first and Cora refuses to ask him to.
Well, yeah, but that to me is the power struggle with Breslow and Cora, and how long does this relationship last? You know, we thought about, oh, it's cool, everything's good, but now if there's, you know, this power struggle between the front office and the manager.
Yeah, I don't even know how anybody defends it. What's the other side of this, Greg? What is the Cora explanation as to why he refuses to do it?
Oh, because they ruffled the feathers of Rafael Devers and asked him to be a DH in only form, right. And so they don't want to go back and risk upsetting the face of the franchise. It's like how everybody else deals with a workplace that potentially can be full of some who have issues, right. I guess.
He probably said, listen, we already got him to move off of third base. He went kicking and screaming, mm-hmm. And he got he's comfortable with the DH, so... Do we really want to have to force him to, maybe he doesn't want to play first base?
It's exactly what their explanation was when we asked why he didn't fill in for Bregman when Bregman was on paternity leave. They said he's getting used to DH. They want him in that role. They want him to figure out that, you know, the flow of the game that role, the mindset. And yeah. So that could screw with it.
But that's a much different thing where it's a game, whereas this is the rest of the season. Yeah. It's an opening that will exist between now and October should they decide not to make any moves. So I agreed with the Bregman move because you're going to, I mean, I found it silly, but baseball, but that's fine. It's one day. This is going to be between now and the end of September.
You can text this show at any time on the Subaru of New England text line. And here is a 508 text wondering, looking at this in a positive for Alex Cora, is he trying to force their hand when it comes to bringing the prospects up sooner than later?
That's a good point.
Curtis.
Well, maybe. Okay, but why, in between now and then, why wouldn't you ask him? Like, to not even ask him is a blatant way to tell your bosses you're not doing your job. Well, his job is to communicate to the player and explain to them what is expected of them.
Well, maybe he doesn't agree with them. And maybe it's like, I'm not asking him because I don't agree putting him at first base. Like Courtney said, he's in the mindset of being a DH. I'm not messing with that flow. We've already basically probably told him, like, this is the position that you're going to play from here on out moving forward. So I'm not even going to ruffle those feathers and bring him up. Let's figure out where we can do, who we could put there in another position. Because if you put him there and he's not great, then you got to get him up out of there.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, well, the horror.
Well, but it just messes with baseball players'
heads. Greg just said it. He's the face of your franchise. And I'm sure the conversation didn't go great when they broke the news to him that he was not going to be at third. He was going to DH. And they don't want to ruin that relationship further.
I don't think Devers is the face of the franchise. I don't think he's the most beloved player on the team by fans. I think it's Alex Cora is the face of the Red Sox, for better or worse.
You think Bregman is working himself toward that?
Yeah. For me, it was Kyle and Waltham, but they told him not to offer him a contract. Which
yeah, I definitely agree that Bregman is probably, like, amongst the fans because he's having a good year. But I think if you went nationally and said, okay, who's the face of the Boston Red Sox, people everywhere would go Rafael Devers. Like, the same way we would go, like, Aaron Judge or Juan Soto.
Yeah. All right. Curtis, are you answering all text messages this morning?
Sure, I don't have the text in here.
Here's a 508 text asking if you were offended, I was, that you were not asked to be the expert.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Meteorologist testifying in the Karen Reed trial yesterday.
Ooh, what a day. I was enraged.
How do they pick that dude who nobody has ever heard of?
Right.
And we have a weather expert right here who knows not only inches of snow and cat paws and all of those kind of things, but can forecast like nobody else.
Curtis is too close, I guess, to the case.
Maybe.
And as someone that threw a bunch of things into the snow when he was drunk, I know very well how to find things months later.
All right. Well, it is a Celtics Wednesday. That means Mego will be in here. And we'll be discussing tonight's game at 9 on this show. Before that, though, our leads in about 10 minutes. And then they set it at 7:20. And that is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will discuss Kendrick Perkins, who pulled a Wiggy when discussing about what tonight's game is for the Boston Celtics. Courtney has the news at 7:45. Oh, and I'm assuming this is happening. Shime is going to debut a new mock, and that's the only thing I know about it. So I got that text message from you last night. Is that happening this morning?
Yeah, this might be my greatest work yet, Greg.
Okay.
Wow.
When is that happening?
That'll happen as my lead today.
Oh, really?
So just very soon. Yep.
All right. A new mock.
Like NHL
Mitchell,
mock.
Mitchell have the top 10 as well for the Twitch and YouTube as well. So you'll be able to see it there.
I have no idea.
Good reminder that this show can be watched on YouTube or on Twitch. And on Twitch, it is brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. And at Springer's Jewelers, they don't just sell diamonds, they teach you how to buy them. And they are located in a state where you don't have to pay taxes. So you can visit them with the best prices in New England in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Let's see. What else do I have to mention? Oh, Hill Notes. We will play those back at 9:20, but now and throughout the show, a great time to leave a voice note on any topic. You do that on the Odyssey app. And here is Courtney now with what is trending first thing this morning.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox with a tough home loss last night, 6-1 the final. Lucas Giolito went 3 2/3, giving up 6 runs on 10 hits while striking out 2. They've got another one with the Rangers tonight, 6:45, first pitch with Tanner Houck taking the mound. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Celtics have game 2 tonight at the TD Garden. Tip is at 7 with the Knicks. Kristaps Porzingis is listed as probable while Sam Hauser is doubtful. As for other NBA playoff games, last night the Warriors go up game 1 on the Timberwolves after taking game 1 99-88. In the win, they lost Steph Curry, who will undergo an MRI today on a strained left hamstring. He is not expected to play in game 2. And the Pacers now up 2 games heading to Indiana after a 120-119 win in game 2. Important to note that the Cavs were without DeAndre Hunter, Evan Mobley, and Darius Garland. As for NHL playoff games last night, the Oilers take game 1 against the Golden Knights, and the Hurricanes take it in overtime, Wiggy, over the Capitals to go up 1 game in their series.
I was watching the end of that game, and like the little tip in just beneath the goalie's pad, I was like so disappointed, because you know I want Washington, Edmonton in the finals. So.
Yeah.
And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England, online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather. Is today just like a reprieve from the rain?
Yeah, no rain today. Tomorrow will be nice as well. Partly cloudy and 70 both days. And then Thursday, and then Friday, it's another washout. Saturday, more rain in the 60s, but Mother's Day looking beautiful, sunny, abundant sunshine around 70.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.